This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A member of an Islamic State cell known as the Beatles was sentenced to life in prison on Friday for his involvement in the kidnap and killing of four Americans, three of whom were beheaded. A federal district court judge in Alexandria, Virginia, sentenced El Shafi El Sheikh on Friday for lethal hostage taking and conspiracy to commit murder. A jury found El Sheikh guilty in April of charges that included lethal hostage taking and conspiracy to commit murder. His cell, nicknamed the Beatles for their English accents, has been ruled responsible for the kidnapping and beheadings of journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff and aid worker Peter Kassig in Iraq and Syria. The deaths were confirmed in 2014. The death of the fourth American, Caleb Mueller, was confirmed in early 2015. Describing their kidnappings and death, the judge called the actions horrific, barbaric, brutal, and, of course, criminal. Emergency responders in Syria say nine people were killed, at least five children, in a rocket attack on a market in the northern Syrian city of Al-Bab on Friday. And two Russian villages on the border with Ukraine have been evacuated after a fire broke out in a nearby munitions depot. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The blaze erupted at a munitions warehouse near Ukraine's northeastern border with Russia, near the village of Timonovo. The fire is the latest in a series of destructive incidents on Russian-occupied territory in Ukraine or inside Russia itself. It comes days after another ammunition depot exploded on Ukraine's Black Sea Peninsula of Crimea. Crimea is a Russian-occupied territory seized by Moscow in 2014.
You can find more on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's Taliban say they're in talks with Russia to import 1 million metric tons of petroleum products, possibly in exchange for raisins, raw material for medicines, and minerals. A Taliban delegation currently is in Moscow holding meetings with Russian officials and private businesses to boost mutual trade ties and encourage investment in the war-torn South Asian nation. Russian officials say the visitors were also discussing import of several other essential products, including wheat and sunflower oil. The Ukrainian military's push to hollow out invading Russian forces and retake territory will soon get a boost in the form of a new $775 million security aid package from the United States. The Pentagon on Friday confirmed it was readying the new package, the 19th from the U.S. in the past year, complete with more ammunition for Ukraine's 16 high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, anti-armor systems and rounds, anti-radar missiles, and mine-clearing capabilities. The heart of the latest package includes more precision ammunition for Ukraine's HIMARS, known as guided multiple launch rocket systems, which have a range of up to about 70 kilometers. Assailants have attacked a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, setting off explosions and opening gunfire. Witnesses told VOA's Somali service that they heard two or three blasts near the Hayat Hotel on Friday evening. Initial reports said the assailants attacked the hotel with suicide car bombs before gunmen went inside. One witness said a gun battle is going on inside the hotel, with security forces trying to fend off the attackers. Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the blasts. U.S. President Joe Biden will host a September summit targeting hate-fueled violence following a supermarket shooting in Buffalo and other deadly incidents. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
He campaigned on healing the soul of a nation. Now the White House has announced President Biden is convening a summit called United We Stand on September 15th to highlight the corrosive effects of prejudice and stand up to violence. The meeting will include civil rights and gun control advocates, politicians, faith leaders, business executives, law enforcement, victims of extremist violence, and former members of hate groups. In a statement, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the event will present an important opportunity for Americans of all affiliations to take up the cause together. Advocates say they've been pressing the administration to more directly tackle extremist threats since the May 14th massacre at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, that killed 10 people. Jennifer King, Washington.
Once again, our top story, a member of an Islamic State cell known as the Beatles was sentenced to life in prison on Friday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.